G'day Rockstar, Taki Moore here from Coach Marketing Machine, coming at you live from Fiji. Today I want to answer a really interesting question. What do you do if you're in a sales process and you find out partway through that they're interviewing other coaches as well? How do you make sure that you get the client and they don't? Stay tuned, this is going to be a good one. So I was in a black belt intensive a few weeks ago, and a story came to mind that I shared there that was really helpful about what do you do if you're in a sales process and you find out that there are other coaches involved. In other words, that you've got competition. It's not just you and a prospect, it's you and a prospect, and they're interviewing a couple of other guys. Really simple, here's what you do. In fact, my thinking and understanding about this actually was developed by a client of mine, a black belt client called Steve, who was in a sales process on the phone for the very first time with a prospect, and they said, by the way, it's not just you, we're interviewing two other coaches, we want to find the right fit, just want to let you know that there's two other guys. Here's what he did to make sure he took over. Number one, he went last. I mean, think about it. They're going to interview three guys. They can't hire the first guy or the second guy because there's more dudes to see. So go last, give yourself the best possible chance, right? Go last. Number two, here's what he said. So I don't mind whether you choose me or any of the other guys, but before you make a decision, I want to make sure you make the best possible decision. I've written a guide called Warning, Don't Hire Another Business Coach Until You Read This. And it's what to look for, what to look out for when hiring a business coach to make sure they give you exactly what your business needs. Would you like me to send you a copy? Would that be helpful? And they said, yes, please. So he sent the guide over. He shows up about a week or so, maybe 10 days later for the sales appointment. And they've met the other guys. And when he walks in, his guide to choosing a business coach is out on the table. It's been printed out, underlined, circled. And some of the questions, they say, thank you so much for the guide. It's been really helpful. Some of the questions you gave us to ask have ruled out one of the other guys already, and we're really excited about talking to you. In the guide, here's what he had. He had a list of what to look for and what to look out for when hiring a coach. And he had this criteria. He did what we call setting the buying criteria. He gave them a list of 11 different things to make sure the coach said yes or no to. And if they couldn't say yes to those, if they couldn't say yes to those 11 things, they shouldn't go anywhere near the coach. Now, he made sure that not only was it really educational, but there was only one coach in the entire planet who could live up to those 11 things. Clearly, that was Steve, and they ran through the checklist with him, and with a bit of a smile, he answered yes to the 11 things as part of the sales process. Yeah, it was just a formality because clearly they knew he was good, and he got the client. So let's just kind of break that down. What did he do? Number one, he went last. If you're in a multiple person sales process, make sure you don't go first. Number two, offer a resource that helps them make a decision. All good marketing is this. I mean, nobody likes to be in a purchasing situation and make the wrong decision. You don't want to buy the wrong car, the wrong computer, the wrong house. You want to make the best decision you can about price and value. So if you become the source of all knowledge when it comes to finding out how to buy what you sell, instantly you're on the buyer side, not just another salesperson. Does that make sense? So educate. That's why I'm so big on education-based marketing. Everything that we do inside Black Belt is about how do we build marketing like mine that is education-based and gets people to want to do the next thing. Love it and want more. Thirdly, when you set the buying criteria, make sure you set it in such a way that the only possible person who can say, who adds up, who stacks up is you. Make sense? So that's what to do if you're in a sales situation against one or two or three more coaches. Go last, educate with your marketing. And number three, set a buying criteria that only you can live up to. So that's this week's coach marketing tip. If you're in a sales situation head to head against somebody else, go last, educate with your marketing and set a buying criteria. If you like this video, please click the like button, share it with your friends. I'd love some help spreading the word. And I've got a question for you. If you were head to head in a, head to head with another coach in a sales situation, what's one trick that you've used to make sure that you got the deal? Please share it down below. I'd love to kind of continue the conversation down there. Take good care. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for watching. Thanks for liking. Thanks for commenting. Talk soon. So that's this. Damn.